This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayikra. There is only one Sicha from Chaim Shalevitz on Parshas Vayikra, so we don't really have a choice here. And we're going to discuss a very important Sicha. We're actually going to combine this Sicha of Chaim Shalevitz. It's going to only be the first part. Some weeks, Chaim Shalevitz, I don't know what happened exactly, but he switched in the middle to like a different theme. Some weeks he would say, like, well, this is part one, this is part two. The two are not necessarily related. This is one of those weeks. We're only going to do part one, but we're going to combine it with also a talk from Rav Nassim C. Finkel. Rav Chaim Shalevitz was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir in Yerushalayim, and after his passing, the Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Benish Finkel, and then after his passing, the Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Nassim C. Finkel. And Rav Nassim C. Finkel was famous for two things. First of all, turning the Mir into the largest yeshiva in the world. The yeshiva's Mir takes up not just a building, but it takes up a complex of multiple buildings, of hundreds of people learning in each building every single day, thousands of people every single day under the auspices of yeshiva's Mir. And he is the one who put the Mir on the map as this tremendous Torah institution. There's more over here. Yes? No? Yeah. He put it on the map. And also, if you've ever seen photos or videos, Nassim Finkel is famous for his disease, his struggle with Parkinson's disease. He was afflicted with Parkinson's towards the middle of his life and towards the end, eventually succumbing to it at a certain point. But tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. It'll actually be appropriate for what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Mesiras Nefesh. But tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to continue to teach Torah, to lead an institution, to fly around the world, to raise millions of dollars every single year in order to keep the institution afloat. Just to say, you know, when I was learning in the Mir, just the bill for the bread they needed every single day to feed thousands of guys in Kol and Bachram was in the thousands. A huge amount of money to run an institution like that and to take that responsibility on your shoulders. He could have had all the excuses in the world to not do that, to step away and say, I'm just going to learn, someone else will take over it. But he felt an achrayus, he felt a responsibility. And to ever see photographs of him or to watch a video of him, his body shaking back and forth from the Parkinson's as he tries to control his body shaking. The story, the truth is that he was offered many times medicines and different therapies in order to stop the shaking, to bring the tremors under control, and he never agreed to take them because when you take the medication for Parkinson's, it slows down your mind because it slows down the body so you can control the tremors. And he refused to take it because he didn't want his mind to not be able to function at its top level. And he dealt with the shaking of the Parkinson's while also teaching Torah, shiurim, running around the world, trying to give people a chizuk, really a remarkable person, someone that we should try to learn more about. There are biographies, there are stories, videos about him as well. So he actually has a sicha on this week's parsha, which is built on Rav Chaim Shalevitz. So we're going to use Rav Chaim Shalevitz, we're going to use Nassim Finkel to come to, I hope, is a very important lesson. The Torah begins in Sefer Vayikra al Moshe, and we know that Vayikra is spelled with a small aleph, as it's written in the Torah. But on this idea, there is a Medrash. The Medrash says in the Ikarab, in the first opening line, the Medrash says, Yud Shemos Nikru Lo Lemoshe. There are 10 names given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu actually had 10 names. And the Medrash goes on to list it. Yered, Chaver, Yukusiel, Avigdor, Avisocho, Avizanuach. It gives a number of different names for Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu had a lot of names. Some people have nicknames. Some people have two names, three names, four names, things like that. Okay, so we got a lot of names. So the Gemara in Megillah actually highlights and explains the meaning behind many of these names. Let's read through the translation. The Gemara in Megillah, Dachyud Gimel, Purim is almost upon us. This is not related to Purim, but it just happens to be in the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara explains how all the names, in fact, are referring to Moshe. Yered, this is Moshe, as why he was called Yered, because Man came down. It was Yarad for the Jewish people in his days, in the Zuchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was also called Gadur, because he fenced in, he made a Geder, the breaches of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Chever, because he connected, he was Chiber, the Jewish people, to their Father in heaven. He was called Sukkah, because he was for the Jewish people like a shelter, a sukkah, and a shield. He was called Yekusiel, because the Jewish people trusted in Hashem, Kivu Lakel, in his days. He caused them to have relations with Hashem. And lastly, he was called Zanuach, because he caused the iniquities, the sins of the Jewish people, to be disregarded, his niach. He caused Hashem to forget about the sins of the Jewish people. The Gemara then says that he's called Avi Socho, Avi Zanuach, three times, and it says he was the Avi of Gedor, Chevra, the father of Socho, Yukusil, the father of Zanuach. Moshe was the father to all the Jewish people in three respects, a father in Torah, a father in wisdom, and a father in prophecy. So, a lot of names for Moshe Rabbeinu. Do we ever use any of these names for Moshe Rabbeinu ever?
No.
No, we always go back to Moshe. We're going to have to discuss why tonight. Just regarding the significance of names, I know some of you, not to belabor the point, but we discussed names in one of the classes that we teach in SKA, and we discussed a lot of issues about names. So the Gemara talks about the significant. The Medrash in Brachos talks about the significance of names. It says in the Brachos Rabbah, in Perek Yud Zayin, Amar Rabbi Acha, B'shah Shabo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebarasas Adam, when Hashem came to create Adam, Nimlach B'malach Esharis, so he schlepped along the Malachim, and he wanted to teach the Malachim a lesson. Amar Lahen, Nas Adam, let's make man. Amru Lo, Adam Zemativo, what's the point of man? He's just going to be a giant mess up, not do anything right, you know, cause war and strife and poverty and pain and disease and sickness throughout the world. Why are we making man? Amar Lahen, Chachmasum Ruvin Shalchem, because honestly, he's much smarter than you. Hevi lefneim esa behema v'esachai v'esauf. So he brought in front of the malachim. I imagine the scene. He's sitting there in Shemaim, the base of Shemaim. The malachim are all lined up in their chairs, sitting around like a conference room. And into the conference room comes a sheep, and a zebu, and a zebra, and a giraffe, and an orangutan, and an aardvark. All these animals start coming into the room, right? And Amar Lahem, Ze, Mashmo, you, Malach, over there. What would you call this thing? And he's Velohi Adon. He's like, I don't know. I've never seen that before. It's weird. It has a long neck and a snout and a tail and spikes. And I don't know. What am I supposed to call this thing? The Malach couldn't figure out what to call this animal. Havir lifnei Adam. So he said, fine. Here, let's bring in Adam to the room. Adam, you sit here. Can you please, Adam, name this thing, this animal in front of you? Zeh mashmo. So Amar. So Adam said, oh, zeh shor. This is an ox. Zeh chamor. Zeh sus. Zeh gamal. On and on and on and on. And Adam had a chachmi, had a wisdom to be able to name these things. So Hashem said to Adam, and you, my dear, what's your name? Amar lo, ani na likra Adam. I think I should be called Adam. Shinivresi min Adama, because I was created out of the Adama. Vani mashmi. So Hashem said to Adam and said, what's my name? So Amar lo, lecha na liskaros Adoni. I should call you my master, or Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, Shata Adon, L'Kol B'Yisachi, or the master of the whole world. Ani Hashem, Hushmi, Shekali Adam Harishon. That who named, why, it's a tremendous chiddush, which is not a discussion right now, but the name for Hashem, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, according to the Medrash, comes from Adam. That's who named Hashem, which is remarkable, that this holy name was given by man to Hashem. But we see, what's the point over here for us? There's chachma, right? Chachma sumeru meshachem. There's wisdom in names. A name has meaning. There's something special. Like giving a name is unique. It tells us something about that person. The question being, why is it, out of all of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu that he had, Yukusiel, Chever, Yered, Avigdor, Avisocha, all those things, why is that Moshe is that name? I'll make the question better. Not only is that the name, but who gave him that name? Basha, right? She gives that name. Not his mother, not his sister, not Hashem. It's the name that this Egyptian woman gives him, and that's the name that sticks. So let's read the continuation of that Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Chayacha. Chayacha means, I swear, like by your life. Mikol Shemo Shenikra Lecha Eini Kara Osach. Of all the names that I could call you, I'm only going to call you Ela B'Shem Shekarascha Basya Bas Paro, the name that Paro's daughter gave you, Batzikrashmo Moshe, V'yikra El Moshe. And that is the essence of the opening of our parsha. V'yikra El Moshe. Calling Moshe by the name Moshe Rabbeinu is an important statement. This is your name, says Hashem. This is your essence. This is what you are 100% about. So the question being, what is it that Hashem found in this name greater than the other names? That's question number one, right? And the second thing is, what does this tell us about specifically about the event of where the name came from? Where does he get the name from?
Batya.
what has happened? Min hamayim mishisihu, right? Vatikra shma Moshe vatomer ki min hamayim mishisihu, from the water I took you, I plucked you from the water. That's a strange thing. Because is that something that Moshe did? No, something that was done to him. That's all. It's even funnier. Meaning it's not even describing him. His name actually has nothing to do with him. It's all about her. That doubles the question even more. Moshe's name is not about him. It speaks nothing to his personality, to his essence, to his neshama. It's all about something that was done to him, which makes the question even more difficult. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz lays out for us an important yisod. And I'll read to you from just two lines. You don't have it here, but I'll read to you what he says. He says, Mesiras nafsha shal basya sha'avra al mitzvah saviya kedei lahatzil nefesh. She went against the wishes of her father. Right? Let's keep in mind, just to make it in more modern day times. It is ki'ilu, the daughter of Hitler went and took a Jewish baby and raised the baby in Hitler's house. That is essentially what happened. That's 100% what happened. The daughter of Hitler took a child, a Jewish child, knowing it was a Jewish child, and raised that child in the house of Hitler. And that's what happened over here. So, okay. So, he says, "Bekeven shasals Moshe haisal adei maisa shenasim mesiras nefesh." This was an amazing act of mesiras nefesh. Nichnas koach zeshal mesiras nefesh begufo uvenafsho shel Moshe Rabbeinu. He writes something so important. He says that mesiras nefesh is transferred to the next person. If you expend effort on somebody, you push yourself, you put your life on the line for another human being, that intensity, that mesiras nefesh, is transferred over to that individual. If you sit with a friend and you miss an important meeting and you stay up late with that person, guiding them through a difficult time, and you miss time with other friends and you really put your heart and soul into this relationship to help that person forward, that dedication is transferred to them. Right? We have a concept of paying it forward, so to speak, right? It's ki'ilu, a spiritual paying it forward. When you pay it forward, when you give of yourself to another person, that intensity, that feeling of dedication goes to that person. That person will become the person who will then give to other people. When you give intensely to another human being, so then that person that you gave intensely to will be a person who will now give intensely to other people and will dedicate themselves to other people as well. And he says, this speaks, in fact, to the chesed as well. Let's look in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Maseches Kedushin says, Gimel Matanos Tovos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There are three gifts given by Hashem to the Jewish people. Rachmanim, Vaishanim, V'gomei Chasadim. We've heard this concept before. The Jewish people are identified as being merciful, modest, and doing chesed. And the Gemara goes on to give psukim to defend this, how Hashem actually gave this to us as a gift, as part of our DNA. Rachamin minayin v'nasimcha rachamin b'yishanim minayin v'avor tziyah risa p'neichem kosa pasak. Gomei chasar minayin v'shomer Hashem alokecha l'cha es habris v'es hachesed. So you notice there's something interesting here. It says here in the pasuk that Hashem did bris v'es hachesed. What's the source that we are people who do chesed? The pasuk is v'shomer Hashem alokecha es l'cha es bris v'es hachesed. The source that we are people who do chesed is that Hashem did chesed for us. That's remarkable. The fact that we are people who enjoy chesed and helping other people, and that we raise millions of dollars for people in Ukraine, and we go out and we help people who are in need, and we do tremendous amounts of good in our communities, that is because Hashem did it to us. It was implanted in us because Hashem did kindness and acts of caring with us, the Jewish people, and therefore, within the genetic code of our DNA is that we want to do chesed with other people because Hashem did it to us. And when we do chesed with other people, that will plant chesed in them. It will transfer that feeling over to other people. This is the yesod he wants to bring out. When you dedicate yourself to other people, it will cause other people to want to dedicate themselves to other people as well. And they'll pay it forward, going forward in their life. Rav Nassim C. Finkel actually supports this with a beautiful idea from Rav Chaim of Elazhin. Rav Chaim of Elazhin, the Talmud of Vilna Gaon. We all got up to this at some point, right? So the Talmud of Vilna Gaon, his major work is, maybe? His major work is the Nefesh HaChayim, in which he lays out his philosophical, theological view of how we impact the world with our mitzvos, what the role of tefillah is, what the role of Talmud Torah is, how our actions impact what goes on in the Olam HaSelyon, the upper realms, and that impacts this world. So the Nefesh HaChaim is a very, very important book, but there's a lot of Kabbalah in the Nefesh HaChaim. So often it scares people away, but if a person wants to get all the nice ideas of the Nefesh HaChaim without all of the Kabbalah, the Ruach Chaim, his commentary in Pirkei Avos, is a great place. You can get all of the philosophical approaches of Chaim V'Lajim without learning, going through the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is good stuff, but it happens to be sometimes it's a little much for people. So the Ruach Chaim is there as well. So let's read what Chaim V'Lajim says in Pirkei Avos Parakei. Kamo shenira b'chush. We feel this. Sherabim me'ame eretz miyudim. There are many, 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 many ignorant Jews. Jews who do not know a lot of Torah. Jews who do not have a strong connection to Hashem and the intricacies and details of halacha. Mosim es asam al kiddush Hashem, who have given up their lives, literally given up their lives through the course of Jewish history. How is it that a Jew who doesn't have deep philosophical, theological understandings of God might understand the intricacies of the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem and all the details of Yaharig val yavor, somebody asks you to do something, you have to give up your life. But they, something inside of them tells them, if a non-Jew comes to kill you for being Jewish, or gives you the choice of either convert or death, people, guys who barely knew the Aleph Beis, women and children who didn't know much more than the basics of Hilchos Shabbos, gave up their lives. Where did that come from, that ability, for someone who is not necessarily the most intellectually advanced Jew, to have with inside of them to give up their lives? So he says, V'hu mutba banu me'avinu Avram. It is implanted within us from Avram Avinu. He says in such a beautiful way. Avinu Avram, our father Avram. Avram Avinu is sometimes like, it's like a title, right? Avram Avinu, we say it like in one word, like Dr. Smith, like that's his title, right? But he frames it in such a beautiful way. Avinu Avram, our father Avram Avinu. Shemasar nafsho l'Ur Kastim, who gave up his life in Ur Kastim, al munaso for his faith. When Avram Avinu did that act, and he gave up his life, he prepared to give up his life in Ur Kastim for the sake of his belief in Hashem, so immediately that mysterious nefesh was transferred down to Yitzchak, down to Yaakov, down to the Shvatim, down through Moshe Rabbeinu, down through Yehoshua, to all Jews going forward. So within our DNA, we all have that chelek, that piece of Avram Avinu, who was willing to push himself way, way beyond what he thought he could accomplish. All of that is implanted because somebody else did it first before us. Okay? Now, so now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Moshe Rabbeinu of all of those names to use that name Moshe because that is the essence of who he was. Moshe Rabbeinu's dedication to Jewish people, wanting to protect them, wanting to defend them, wanting to essentially put his life on the line, his dedication went so far. Let's read a medrash in Shmos Rabbah Beis. Badak leDavid Bitzon umatzo roa yafa. We'll find that the greatest of the leaders of the Jewish people, what was their profession first?
Shepherds.
They were all shepherds. What is it about a shepherd, says the medrash? Hayamona hagadol mipnei katanim. The shepherd counts out the big ones and the small ones. Make sure the small ones have what to eat. By a motzi, a katanim leros. Sometimes, no, if we're online, I'd like all you can eat, or like a salad bar, right? So like the people who are like have bigger shoulders and bigger elbows, they kind of get the better food first, and the people who are smaller kind of get like pushed to the back. So it's the same thing with sheep. Sheep as well. The small sheep get pushed to the back, the big sheep take all the food. So Moshe, he has to take care of them. Kadei sheyiru esav harach, they have to find the soft grass for them. V'achach ha-motzi ha-zakenim, then you have to find the elder sheep. Kadei sheyiru esav ha-beners, they can find the grass that's good for them. V'achach motzi ha-bechorim, you have to find the younger sheep. Sheyiru ochlin esav ha-kasha, they can eat the more rough, hard grass. Amar kadosh baruch hu mishu yodei l'ros hatzon ish lefi kocho, yavo v'rabami. Whoever knows how to shepherd my sheep and giving each sheep exactly what it needs. Meaning, you could be a lazy shepherd, right? You go out to the field, say, hey guys, I'm going to sleep here. You guys have a great time. I'm going to take a nap. Wake me up when you're done and we'll go back. Everything's going to be fine. But a good shepherd is not going to sit back and say, guys, you'll be fine. You'll figure it out. A good shepherd is going to meet each sheep where it's at and give it exactly what it needs. Amar Rav Hoseinu. Kishaya Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom, Roet Sono, Shal Yisro Bamidbar. When Moshe Rabbeinu was shepherding the sheep of Yisro in the desert, Baruch Menu Gedi Ras Acharav. There was a sheep, a little sheep, who ran away from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe took off after it. Ashegia Lechasis, Kemen Shegia Lechasis, Nizim Alo Brecha Shamayim, Va'amad Hegdi Lishtos. And finally the sheep got to some water and began to drink. Kemen Shegia Moshe Itzos. So Moshe Rabbeinu is annoyed. Right, he's running through the hot desert. This annoying little sheep is running away. He finally catches up with the sheep, and he sees, he wants to, like, give this sheep, like, a patch. Like, you annoying, he wants to, like, curse at it. And he can't, like, he wants to do something. And he says, he's thirsty. He's thirsty. This whole time he's thirsty. I didn't know that you were running away because you were tired and thirsty. So he says, not only that, please finish drinking, and you must be so tired. He picks up the sheep. He carries on his shoulders via mahalich, and he carries the sheep back to the other ones. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is sitting back, watching this whole scene unfold, and he says, Yesh lecha rachamim lehog et tzono al shebasar adam. He says, if this is the way you treat the sheep of a human being, kach hayacha, by your life, Moshe, ata tira tzono Yisrael. You are the shepherd for my sheep. You're going to be the shepherd of the Jewish people. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw within Hashem, saw within Moshe Rabbeinu. A roa umanhig hador, a leader of the generation, is able to go and relate to each one on their own. Again, you can have a leader, you can have a teacher, you can have a someone who's in charge, you can have a rabbi or a mohr, whoever it may be, who's in charge. They're the boss. And they're in charge of the company, they're in charge of the institution, they're in charge of the place. But if you want to be, and they're in charge, does that mean they're a leader? No. A leader means that you put in the time, the effort, the dedication to meet each person on their own, to see them individually, to give them exactly what they need where they're holding. To be in charge of anything. I don't care if it's in charge of a club. I don't care if it's in charge of a class. I don't care if it's in charge of a company. A person is in charge doesn't mean they're a leader. Leadership, says Reb Chaim Shlevitz, is that he's able to put in the dedication, the time, the extra hours, the effort, the thought, the care, the concern, to make sure that the individuals get what they need at their level. That is mesiras nefesh. That's extra. That's above and beyond what might be required for that. And he supports this with a comment about Yehoshua. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kach lachas Yehoshua ben Nun, take Yehoshua ben Nun, ish asher ruach bo, a man who the spirit is in him, v'samachtes yadcha alav, and put your hands on him and make, give him smicha, make him the next leader. What does that mean, ish asher ruach bo? There's a spirit in him? It's not a very practical thing. How am I supposed to find that? So says Rashi, asher ruach bo, kasher she'elas she'yuchal lahaloch k'neged rucho, shekol echad ve'echad. It means that he can match the spirit of each person. A Yehoshua and a Moshe can see in front of them 10 different people, and as they're working the room, they can talk to them what's interesting to them. They can meet them where they are, right? Sometimes you have a person who's only interested in three things. They're interested in sports and the weather, and that's it. So their conversational skills are not so interesting, and they can't really get so far with them. But sometimes a person who's a leader, a person who can meet people where they are, can walk into a room and not be an expert in everything, and not even be interested in everything, but they can fake being interested in everything. They can walk around them and say, please tell me about your collection of camels, your small collection of priceless camel art. I'd love to hear more about it. And be so fascinated. And that person feels great. They got to share their, priceless collection of camel art. And this person is interested in sports, they can hear what they're interested about sports. And this person is interested in hearing the Dvar Torah, and they can say Shtickle Torah to them. A leader can meet each person, Asher Ruach Bo. My spirit can match your spirit, and it can match your spirit and your spirit, and meet each person exactly where they are. That's mysterious average. It's not easy to work a room like that. It's not easy to be in a room with a lot of different people and have the presence of mind and the stamina and the patience to deal with all different types of people and their particular issues. But that is the sign of Mesiras Nefesh, of a leader, or really a great leader for the Jewish people. Okay? Look here in the Medrash again, in Shmos Rabbah. Okay? This we see in Moshe Rabbeinu's way he conducts himself. It says, Vayar b'savlosim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu went out to deal with their pain, the suffering of the Jewish people under the burden. Mahu vayar, what did he see? It says he saw their burden. What did Moshe Rabbeinu see? So Chazal say, Shayaro b'sivlosam ubocha. He saw their suffering and he cried. Va'omer, chavali aleichem. Ah, woe is to me for you. Mi ten mosi aleichem. I wish I could die for you. Shein lecha malacha kashem and malacha satit. There is nothing as difficult as working in the mud and the dirt and the pits. Va'yanosin k'seifav. And he put it on his shoulders. And he would walk around to each person. This person was working on, in the pits with mud, and he was helping them. This person was trying to quarry out stone, and it was heavy, and he was helping them. He walked around to each person, trying to carry the burden of whatever that person was dealing with. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Ata hanachta iskecha v'halachta liros b'tzaron shel Yisrael. You set aside your business, and you were interested in the pain of the Jewish people. And you treated them like brothers. I'm going to put aside the heavens and the earth, and I'm going to go talk to you. Meaning Moshe put aside his business to deal with the Jewish people. He says, Hashem, I'm going to put aside my business, and I'm going to deal with you. That's how important you are to me. Hada, hu dechsib. This is what it says. Vayar Hashem kisar liros. By the sneh, by the burning bush, Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to look, right? He didn't want to look at the bush. Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Moshe, shesar m'iskav, liros b'sivlosam. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu looked away? What it means is, he looked away. Hashem saw that this Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who looked away from his own personal business, his own clock, his own dollars, his own personal issues, and he said, I'm going to look at other people instead and see what they have to take care of. Lefichach, v'yikra yolav Elokim mitoch hasneh. And therefore Hashem called to him from the sneh. And he said, this is the sign of a leader. The sign of a leader is that they look away from their own things and they put other people first. Every single person is able to do that in some form. Not every single person here is going to lead a company. Not every single person here is going to lead a school or an institution. But every single person here has a tremendous Yerusha. They have an inheritance from Avram, from Yitzchak, from Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, all the way down to today, from the Imos and the Avos. Every single person sitting here has a Yerusha. You have an inheritance in the fabric of who you are. You have tremendous potential for leadership. Every single Jew has that. How do I know that? Because I know that you come from leaders who had Mesiras Nefesh. And by definition, according to Chaim Shulevitz, if you come from people who were Moser Nefesh, who gave of themselves to other people, then by definition, you all have that within you as well, because you come from people who gave that dedication as well. You have the Mesiras Nefesh for Chesed, for giving over of yourselves, and our job is to use those midos to help every single Jew. You all have it. It's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a promise that was put within your DNA, within your psyche, within your emotions, within your talents to help other people. To look at a person and say, I know it's very late, but my friend's having a hard day, and I'm able to take on my own personal time and listen to what they have to say. I see a person who's struggling financially, they're struggling in school, and I'm able to take of something that I have, something I was saving up for, and perhaps give it to them so they can have something that they need that's very important to them. All of that is something that we're capable of, and that's the sign of a Jewish leader. That's the sign of what it means to be a manig in Klal Yisrael. And we all have that potential to be those types of leaders on our own and to have that type of leadership in our own sviva, in our own system where we are, and to be in a situation to help people out in that way. Okay? Questions about that? No? Okay. But you want me to turn this off? Yeah.